Virgin Weshiva lesson 209, Seeking a New Perspective. In the philosophical, theological perspective of the mind, which I call Mulif, we see thoughts as traveling from one to another. This is what they seem to do from one point of view. They not only travel from one person to another, but are seen to pass rapidly before our vision, ever demanding and commanding our awareness to travel with them. We are then faced with the tedious task of quieting the mind by endeavoring to control these thoughts through breath control and various forms of prior understandings, which are cumulative as we persist in the performance of our sadhana. The deep, mystical perspective, which I call Shumif, soon situates individual awareness deep enough within ourselves, undisturbed by physical or emotional upheavals and intellectual tangents, that the world of thought may be viewed as stationary. And it is awareness that moves from thought to thought, scanning and registering what it sees. This, as I have mentioned before, is the perspective to be sought and attained through the performance of sadhana. Remaining in one place, in the inner depths of the mind, totally aware of being in that one place, as well as aware of that which is happening about you, is the state to be attained and maintained throughout your life. By being the watcher, ignorance is dispelled, emotion is quelled, and the foreboding stampede of excitement is subdued. By being the watcher, the overview of life is precise, and an equal balance between the inner and the outer is maintained. During the course of this practice, you may feel totally apart from what you had come to believe were the realities of life. It must always be remembered that an initial dissatisfaction had occurred, compelling the search within to begin. It was this dissatisfaction that first consciously established the deep inner state of being able to watch your mind think and experiences occur. But this state, once attained, is not easy to maintain. Practice is needed to give confidence and accept new habit patterns in the outer realms of daily expression. The practice is the constant pulling of awareness within, and from there, that one central point looking out upon the mind. Only in performing this act time and time again does success come and stay. If you've never experienced watching your mind think, observing your emotions play, watching your body move while living within it, then you may find it difficult to conceive of this state of perpetual permanence within one central point deep within. As we have to start somewhere, let's begin with the body. The eyes watch the hands at work. And while doing this, we can think about the hands also. One step deeper, it is possible to think about the eyes and inwardly observe the mechanism of sight. There is a you in there that is observing this mechanism of sight, the eyes. The eyes seeing the hands, the thoughts about the hands, eyes and sight. This you is the watcher, the witness, the state that the mystic is consciously consciousing. Becoming conscious in this state through this one simple practice is possible for short periods of time, and once you have understood the principle involved, success is assured. Om Namah Shivaya.